happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint to do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we were still rejoicing, right? Still praising God for 205 people being baptized across all of our campuses and people taking steps in their faith, steps that are obvious to all of us, that are very visible, which is really in alignment with James's book, right? He, in a way, no other New Testament writer says, he says, faith without works is dead. And, you know, when you think about that in a positive side of things, it's faith plus works equals, it equals life. So kind of the way that we're going to say it over and over again in the series is that our faith in Jesus helps us live like Jesus. So as James starts his letter off today, as you're going through, maybe some of you are going through our everyday faith devotional that that our Next Steps writing team has put together. Maybe you're doing that in your life group. You know, really today focuses on those first two verses where James begins by saying, I'm James and I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just thought that was interesting to me, just as he jumps in off the bat. That's how he identifies himself, as a servant. And I don't know what you think about your primary identity. We talk a lot about, you know, our primary identity is God's child. And that's true. James, he identifies himself as one who's given to serving. And I think when we know who we are, when we understand that we're God's child, when we understand that, you know, he's a king and that makes us a prince or a princess, right? Then it frees us up to serve. And a lot of times as we are serving, it's not making sense to other people how our identity shows through, how our joy, because that's really the next thing he says, right, is count it all joy, my brothers. Whenever you enter in to various trials, there was a movie whenever I was in high school, I think it was remade not too long ago. It was called Coming to America. And Eddie Murphy was the Prince of Zamunda. If I remember correctly, that was the country he was from. But he comes to New York. I think he lives in the Bronx and he works at kind of a McDonald's knockoff called McDowell's, making minimum wage. But he holds himself like a prince. And because of that, because he knows who he is, and because he knows what his father has, he's free to serve. And in a weird way, that really is descriptive of us. We're living in a country that's not our own, but because we know who our father is and we know what our father has, we are free to serve. And so let's just pray our way through these two verses. And the first prayer really is, God, help us to serve, right? So let me pray that for us, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray, and then I want to come back and pray about joy, and then again give you the opportunity to pray. So God, right now, we know, we believe, we want to confess that our identity is your son, your daughter, built to serve. And so God, I pray that right now you would speak to us, and you would reveal to us one way or one person that we could serve today. So what if you pray that right now? God, show me today how to serve blank, whoever that person's name is. Or God, show me a way to serve someone today. Just go ahead and pray that right now. And Father, because we know who we are and we know whose we are, we know we belong to you. And we're, even though we're not with you, right, we're living in a country that's not our own, a world that really in a lot of ways is foreign to us. We can count it joy when we enter into various multicolored trials. That's what that word is. So God, right now, I pray you'll give us presence about what it is, what we need to count joy. So I'm going to challenge you now to pray that, to pray, Lord, help me to count it joy today when, and pray whatever it is coming your way, whether you know about it or maybe you don't know, maybe it's uncertain results, but say, Lord, help me to count it joy today when this comes. Go ahead and pray that now. Lord, we're your children, built to serve you, created, made ready by your blood shed for us on the cross, made ready for difficult times, trials, and moments and tests. So when they come today, God, we want to lean in to all you have for us. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Maybe you just want to take a couple of more minutes now and continue to pray your way out. Super grateful for you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast, and we'll see you this Sunday.